You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with great information about commercial real estate around the U.S. We're here with Mark Cosenza. He's the Senior Vice President of Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. He's one of the biggest buyers of real estate across the country. In this segment, we're going to talk about what he's looking to buy and how you can make money by doing business with Inland. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey, now, we talked a little bit about what you're looking to buy and where you're looking to buy in the last segment. We talked about apartments. We talked about grocery-anchored retail, but we didn't talk about markets. Within the U.S., what are the hot markets you're looking at? We know you like apartments. We know you like retail. Where is the place to buy this stuff?
Well, we really want to hone in on the major markets and secondary markets. We're getting away from tertiary side. And, you know, like I said before, a little earlier, it's necessity-based grocery anchor, and on the apartment side, it's Class A, and, you know, maybe I'm in that high B range, too, where I got a little bit of value add.
Okay.
And really, we're nationwide in that scope for both the retail side and the apartment side, because we have multiple entities here, you know, as I alluded to in the first part of the segment. We're buying from multiple groups here that have different strategies. So we're running the gamut within these, whether it's ultra-high demographics or I'm willing to go into a secondary market or on the apartment side, it's, you know, Class A luxury type product or that value-add product. So we're looking in a lot of different areas.
It sounds to me like you're a broker's dream, that they have to have you on speed dial as soon as they get an idea that something might be for sale, not even waiting for a listing. Now, how long does it take for you to close a deal? And it seems like the pace with buying $4 billion, $40 billion worth of real estate, $4 billion for you, that you got to really close a lot of deals fast. So how long does it take, and has your pace changed over the years?
Well, you got to be quick, Jim, and we've prided ourselves on that for 48 years. I don't think anyone negotiates a contract faster than we do and does due diligence like we do. We're extremely fast, and we pride ourselves on that. And going back to one of the questions you had earlier on how do we obtain most of these deals?
Yeah.
You know, in the early 2000s, we built a lot of direct relationships with developers, and because we closed, and we closed fast, we build on those relationships, and I'd say about a little over 73% of our deals are off-market. Like 52% of those or so are from seller, you know, direct from the developers
Wow.
themselves. And then the rest are the brokers will give us first show on this. And so, you know, I'd say contract, you know, we get a contract negotiated 1 to 2 weeks. We do a typical 30-day due diligence. Once in a while we'll dip below that, and then we close right afterwards, 5-10 days. So that's a really quick time frame to get a deal done.
Yeah, but the thing that you really mentioned was where you get your deal flow from, and that really benefits the people that are your partners in your funds and your REITs, because if you're getting these deals off market, brought to market, getting the friends and family opportunity, it's something that the individual investor just can't get. Now, what's the type of real estate sector that's not really attractive to you guys right now?
Well, I got to say, you know, the one that really stands out is power centers and anything really in a tertiary market. You know, the power centers, I think they're going through a transition period. They don't have that true necessity-based segment to them. And the retailers, you know, they're working on their omni-channel experience, and they're still working through their store formats and exactly how they want to look. And, you know, in the power centers, you know, you've got tenants like the Office Max and Staples mergers, you know, still waiting to happen. So there's things on these larger boxes that, you know, are trying to be figured out. And so power centers have really lost their luster over the last few years.
So it sounds to me like you've got a concern about what's going on with online retailing and its impact on the shopping center.
Well, I don't want to say a concern.
Okay.
And I talked about this in December at the New York ICSC show. You know, the omni-channel experience with online retailing is something that we need to embrace, the retailers need to embrace, and I actually think helps them overall and us as landlords overall. You know, I think in many of the instances, they're still going to want a bricks-and-mortar presence. Look at Amazon. They started out as an e-retailer, and they're opening bookstores now. So going forward, the expansion and the congruity of growing the e-commerce side of their business, I think, is going to drive their bottom line overall, and I think will help to keep these brick-and-mortar stores actually open. They might just look a little different.
You know, we've only got a couple minutes left. We've talked about apartments. We've talked about shopping centers. I know that you guys have had experience in retail, office. What are some of the other product types that you think might have some good traction going forward? And remember, you only have about a minute and a half or so left, Mark.
Yeah, sure. I mean, besides grocery anchored and apartments, you know, medical office, I think is going to be a real strong category over the next few years. You know, just thinking about baby boomers and retiring, and they're paying attention to their health, and just the sheer size of that generation is going to drive that for the long haul. And we just got into self-storage, partly because of the millennials and their mobility, but also as people are moving from larger homes into apartments on the boomer side, you know, there's still collectibles that they want to have and need a place to put them. So self-storage is on that list. I hit medical office buildings, and we, you know, we're still keeping an eye on that student housing type product as well.
Well, Mark, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming down and talking to us on the radio today. I've got to get you down here to look at some real estate and go to a couple of ball games with me. Can I get you on the air saying we can get you down to Miami to do a little socializing?
Absolutely. Would love to be down there. Maybe, you know, even hit a little bone fishing. I hear that's hot down in the Miami area.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd love to catch a game with you and do that. And I really appreciate inviting me to your show.
It's my pleasure, Mark. Hey, listen, we're running out of time. We got a lot of Jets fans that listen. And for you guys in Chicago, I'll say a lot of Detroit Lion fans listening. So go slow when you give it. But how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can just call me direct or email me. I answer my phone personally every minute that I can. I'm at 630-218-4946 direct, or they can email me.
Give the number again, because like I said, we got a lot of those Jets fans and Detroit Lion fans that are listening. They need it to go a little slower.
I love it. So it's 630-218-4946, and my email is mcosenza@inlandgroup.com.
Oh, you're my man, Mark. You can come on anytime if you can play ball with me like that. Mark Cosenza, he's the Senior Vice President at Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. He's the buy side for one of the biggest owners of real estate. If you're in commercial real estate, you need to know Mark. And if you listen to our segment today, you know more about how to make money with him. We'll be right back with more great information you can use today. We'll be back after this. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We're out of here. AC, it's yours.